Well, good evening. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, this evening we are at Psalm 40 and 41. Why don't we go ahead and we'll just pray and we'll get into God's Word. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this Word. We pray that you would bless us now as we read, that you would care for us, and that you would teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 40. To the chief musician, a psalm of David.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry.
Does David sound like he's in a good place or a sad place?
Sad place.
Sad place. Nathan, can you read 2 and 3?
He also brought me up out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps.
Go ahead and read the next verse.
He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to him, O God.
Praise to our God.
Praise to our God. Many will seek it and fear, and will trust in the Lord.
Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn to aside the lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be counted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they were more than can be numbered.
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come.
In the scroll of the book
it is written of me. I delight to do your will, my God, and your law is within my heart.
That's right. Who do you think is saying this?
David.
Well, that's right. It's a psalm of David, but in the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. Who do you think can say this perfectly?
God.
Jesus.
That's right.
God is Jesus is God.
That's right. I have proclaimed the goodness of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I did not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Nathan, you can read 11 and 12.
Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For
innumerable
evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me.
Oh, do you think that we need God's tender mercies?
Yes.
Do you think we need God's graciousness, his loving kindness?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because for innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me. Yeah, right? Do we need to confess our sins?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha, aha.
Let those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
Let such as
love your salvation say continually.
Continually.
The Lord be magnificent.
Magnified.
Magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God.
Oh, what do you think this psalm is talking about?
Let all those who seek me rejoice.
Yeah, let all those who seek the Lord rejoice. Only in good times?
And bad times.
And bad times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes are there really sad things?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Like what?
When Grandpa died.
Yeah. Yeah, like when Grandpa died. Did you know that Daddy has been having a hard time
mm-hmm.
with thinking about Grandpa dying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we can cry out?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that God hears us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like a father that died.
Well, he's like a God, like a father who will never die. And even when we're sad, even when things are hard, we can cry out with David and set my feet upon a rock and establish my steps.
Even when David was going to get eat, he just didn't get ate.
Well, David was never going to get ate. But he could trust in the Lord. Okay, we're going to finish this up real quick with Psalm 41. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive and will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sickbed.
I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? If he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
All who hate me whisper together against me. They devise my heart an evil disease. They say, clings to him. And now that he'll... And now that he lies down, evil lies up no more. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, whom ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me.
But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and rise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Does sin and death conquer us? No. No. Is Grandpa going to be dead forever?
Mm-hmm.
Is Grandpa's body in the grave?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But where is he now?
In heaven.
He's heaven. That's right. And set me before your face forever. The blessing that God lets us go in his presence and see his face, huh?
Two times you'll get to see him.
Yeah.
In heaven and new earth.
We'll see Grandpa again on heaven and the new earth.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's right. Why don't we go ahead and pray, guys? Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you that we have hope that we will see you face to face, for you are good and kind and loving towards us. We thank you for your graciousness, and we pray that you would set our feet upon Jesus Christ, our rock, and give us hope and give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you tonight. May you have a great night's sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.